Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. On the PNN. Glory to God. Amen. There is a word
Hallelujah, tonight for you and I. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah for you, you, and yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. Ask you, praise God, to get your pencil and pad, praise God, ready. Glory to God. Don't want you to miss out. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is still good. Amen. Good all the time. Hallelujah. He is so good. He's so merciful. Amen. And he's so kind. Amen. To us. Praise God. Amen. And we can't do nothing but lift him up and give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Not because of what we have done, but because of all that he has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So it shouldn't be. Praise God. Amen. I don't think. Amen. Should I, praise God, listen tonight? Or, amen, don't feel like it, praise God. But every time you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you and I, amen, that's enough right there. Amen. To just want to come in, praise God, and be among the peoples of God and hear God's word. Amen. So many times, praise God, amen, we're on, may not say nothing, but amen, just being in the presence, glory to God, of the word and of God's people. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It makes me feel better. Glory to God. We know, praise God, amen. Amen. The struggle is real. Heard somebody say one time, amen. Amen. Minister, the struggle is real. Let me tell you. Glory to God. Amen. So all that you need to do, praise God, amen, is just come unto Jesus. Amen. As the word say, come unto me, all you that labor. Amen. He will give us rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Let your mind rest. Glory to God, so you can be at peace. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So just come tonight. Praise God. Just find you a comfortable chair. Glory to God. Recline a sofa. Amen. Glory to God. Put the pillow behind your head or back. Amen. Get you something to drink. Amen. And just hang out with us tonight. Amen. And hear. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God. Hallelujah. Because the best is yet to come. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight again for you for tuning us in. Amen. And after the service, praise God. Amen. After the message, amen, we're going to come back to you. Amen. And give you numbers. Amen. To where you can get a copy. Amen. Glory to God of the service. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Didn't our hearts burn on last night? Amen. I'm still talking about hope. Glory to God. Told people today about hope. Glory to God. Amen. But we always like to acknowledge, amen, high advisors. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for you tonight. Amen. For being with us. Amen. Our prayer warriors. Glory to God. Amen. All of those, praise God, our testifiers. Glory to God. Our listeners, all of you. Amen. That take part, praise God. Amen. Amen. Just a big family on the Prayer News Network. We thank the Lord for you, praise God. We appreciate you. Amen. And we know, praise God, Evangelist Bradley does, praise God. We ask you to continue to, amen, keep her lifted up, praise God, as she continue, amen, the work of the Lord, amen, that she stay on the wall, amen, glory to God, amen, and she can stay up there as long as we holding her up and praying for her, glory to God, amen, amen. So we thank the Lord for her tonight, amen, and also, praise God, I always like to acknowledge, praise God, amen, the late Apostle, amen, S.D. James, glory to God, amen, as we often say, amen, glory to God, never did get a chance to meet him, but heard so many awesome, great things about him, praise God, amen, amen, we often say we wish we could have just been in one of his services, amen, but thanks be to God, he left something, amen, for the peoples of God, amen, glory to God, amen, to walk by, to live by, amen, to trust God, amen, glory to God, and just, amen, be the child of God that God would have us to be, praise God, amen, we thank God, amen, for him, praise God, amen, hallelujah, also Apostle Hudgens, presiding Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, glory to God, and Apostle D.G. Taylor, glory to God, we thank God for those leaders, amen, your leader, amen, my leader, all the leaders today, amen, our prayers are with all of you today, evangelists, prophets, amen, all of those that help makes up the body of Christ, amen, we are praying for you today, praise God, amen, because it's going to take all of us, amen, glory to God, Amen. It's going to take all of us, amen, hallelujah, amen, to work together. Amen. It's not just a one-man show, glory to God, but it's going to take all of us, praise God, amen, to make it, amen, make it together. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord for you again, praise God. Amen. On the Prayer New Network, it is what it is, spreading the good news. Glory to God, will souls be saved. Glory to God, amen. Amen, souls be delivered. Soul be reclaimed back. Soul have received the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, amen. Somebody saying, I want that what you got. Amen, glory to God. In the book of Joel, say this is that. Amen, glory to God. What was prophesied by Joel, amen, that in the last days, amen, he's pouring out his spirit today. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah, amen. And we thank the Lord tonight, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And we're not going to hold up any longer, praise God. We just want to, Lord, let you know that we appreciate you. We love you, praising God, amen. And we're going to get ready to go, Father, praise God, amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, missionary. Amen, as missionary, then, praise God, amen, as come to the platform tonight, amen, where she's going to do our scripture, praise God, amen, and then she's going to sanctify, amen, the line tonight, amen. Let's say praise the Lord tonight, amen, somebody. Praise the Lord tonight, amen, missionary Dan.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If I had a song to sing tonight, it would be, didn't I tell you it was going to be all right? Didn't I tell you it was going to be all right? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. Give your name the praise, glory, and honor. Lord, we come before you this night, Lord God, just to say thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness towards us. Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up tonight. Because, Lord, we know that you're worthy to be praised. And, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look up on the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power this night on the line tonight, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for everything that we may have done, Lord God, in your sight that you wasn't pleased with. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, even the very thoughts that we may have thought that you wasn't pleased with. We come asking you to look upon us tonight and look upon this land tonight and move by your spirit and by your mighty powers. Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to touch each and every one of us, Lord God, that came on the line tonight, Lord God, just to hear a word from you tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to heal, deliver, set free tonight, Lord God. We realize, Lord God, that we all are in a different place, Lord God. But do we also realize, though, that you see, Lord God, everything. And we ask you this day, Lord God, to bring healing, Lord God, mend the broken hearts, Lord God, heal, Lord God, save, set free tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to touch, Lord God, each and every one, Lord God, the problems that they're going through, Lord God, the unsaved, Lord God, that's going through also, Lord God. We ask you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and move by your power, Lord God. Save, Lord God, somebody's soul, Lord God. Save that young man, that young woman, that boy, that girl, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, just to have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way. We ask you to heal the hearts, Lord God. Heal kidneys, Lord God. Heal the lungs, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord. Ask you to look upon the speaker tonight, Lord God. We ask you to bless her right now. We ask you right now, Lord God, there's still a word, Lord God, that's going to help us tonight, Lord God. Help us to receive. Help us, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight. And for that, Lord God, we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. We will give you the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, missionary. And praise God. Amen. We misread. Praise God. We are with the scripture tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God for what you said. Amen. Today, praise God, it just confirmed that the Lord gave me, praise God, did not tell you everything was going to be all right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 127 division. Praise God. Amen. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen wake it but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, the children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that had, amen, a quiver. Amen. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with enemies in the gate. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing tonight. Amen. To the reading, amen, of his word. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank God tonight for missionary Fan. Amen. With the scripture, praising God. Praise God. Amen. She pressed through. Amen. We are praying for you. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. And just know, amen, everything is going to be all right. Praise God. Amen. And we want you to know, praise God. Amen. We're not going to hold any longer. Glory to God. Amen. But we were so much, praise God, blessed on last night. Amen. Glory to God on the word. Praise God. Amen. Coming from, amen, our advisor. Amen. Minister Ollie Brooker. Praise God. Amen. I mean the word. Praise God. Amen. Still stirring my heart. Praise God. Amen. So we ask you, praise God, those that missed it on last night, praise God, we thank God for you joining us tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say she's back. Glory to God. And yet, praise God. Amen. With a word, praise God, that will stir your heart, stir your mind. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To let you know, amen, you can make it if you try. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to get ready tonight, praise God. Amen. To introduce, hallelujah, to me is an honor, amen, to introduce, amen, this awesome, great, Holy Ghost-filled woman of God, amen, amen, to introduce to some and present to others, amen. Glory to God. Pray for her as she comes, amen, hallelujah. None other, amen, that's going to take the platform tonight, amen, and is the pastor, amen, the bishop, praise God, tonight. Amen. Glory to God. None other than Minister, amen, Ollie, amen, Brooker. Praise God tonight. Praise God. Let's receive her by saying, praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Minister Ollie Brooker tonight. God bless you. Glory
bless,
to God.
Bless you, woman of God. God bless each of you bless all tonight. God bless you, bless you, bless you. Giving honor to the Spirit of Christ tonight, who is the head of my life. I thank and I praise God for Jesus Christ being Lord, Savior. I thank and I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for his word. I praise God for his goodness and his mercy, his love and his kindness. I honor the Lord for each of you all tonight in your respectable places. I honor the Lord tonight on the behalf of your pastors, your bishops, your prophets, evangelists, the whole mind, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, helps. And I bless the name of the Lord for those that have not come yet, but on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see them on the way. I praise God for those that are on the way. I magnify the Lord tonight. I glorify tonight, and it already been stated and given honor to all that honor is due. And I do glorify the Lord for the visionary Annette Bradley, evangelist Annette Bradley, sister Annette Bradley, minister, doctor, friend. I magnify the Lord for the vision that he has placed upon her, the mantle that he placed upon her. And I think that I praise God more than anything, the life that I know that she lives. The song said, living testimony. And I bless the Lord for knowing that of her. I praise God. I magnify the Lord. I magnify the Lord for my pastor. I glorify the Lord for each of you all tonight. I'm not going to talk to you long if the Lord permit me to or permit me not to. But we come to lift up the name of the Lord that you all took out the time to come to worship tonight. Now, glorify the Lord also for Evangelist Bond. I glorify the Lord for all of the advisors. I praise God for their families and their sacrifices. I praise God. I praise God for healing. I'm believing and trusting God for healing in my family, healing in my brother's life. I look to the hills, saints. I really do, for which is coming to my help. Because I know God can do anything but fail. But more than anything, my desire is the healing of the soul. Because the scripture declares, you know, what if I gain this whole world and I lose my soul? The soul of man is the most important. The soul of mankind is most important. Tonight. And mother saying, God bless you. God bless you. God strengthen you. God be with you. God uplift you. God encourage you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, mother saying. God bless you. And if I would give a subject tonight, I would. It would be state your case. Mm-hmm. I want us to think about that just for a minute. Think about you standing before the judge. Mm-hmm. Think about that you got a lawyer representing you. Think about that you've been accused of a crime or accused of something that you did not do. And you know you're innocent, and there's proof that you're innocent. But because the lies is so prevalent these days, and that man chose to overlook the evidence. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. State your case. The authority decided that even though we know the innocent, but we need us a fall guy. I need a strike. I need to be elevated. And therefore, I'm going to say they're guilty. And we don't go in and get the judge, and we don't take them before a jury, and we don't take them and have them declare that they are guilty. Now you got to have your trial. Mm-hmm. You got to select your lawyer, and you got to come and plead your case. You got to come and state your case, and you got evidence that you was nowhere in the percentage that when the crime was committed. I want you to think about that. Think about that. Think about that. Now I want you to look at someone knows they're guilty. They know they committed the wrong. And when there was enough evidence gathered, they took him before a grand jury. And they had an affidavit, the jury signed off on it, and that they could come into your home and they give a warrant. And they heard that you had some evidence at your house or at your place of business. And they come in, they had a warrant to search your premises. Think about that. Think about that. Think about that. Now, you wasn't thinking about that, what you was doing, even though you know it was wrong. And you weren't thinking that, no, surely not me. I'm too great, I'm too big, I'm too powerful for to be touched. But God is pulling the cover off. It's nothing that has to do with the power of man. It's in God's hands. Think about it now. You innocent. You know you innocent. They got evidence that you innocent. And last night we was talking, and I thought about people on today came for prayer. They was talking about family issues. Mm-hmm. They was talking about family situation. They was talking about family problems. They was talking about difficulties and misunderstanding. They was talking about a family getting closer. They was talking about mistreatment. They was talking about healing. And young people being able to see things different, because you know young people these days, they in a world of their own. They don't see like we see. They really don't. And a lot of them feel they are very untouchable. Don't forget now, I want you to state your case. Because our case got to be stated, people. And we're going to stand before a just judge. And we stand before this just judge. He already have all the evidence. And no matter who accused you, whether it's false or whether it's true, God got all the evidence. Though that's someone that pleaded your case. Mm-hmm. Think about that. And you were guilty as charged. But there was someone came to court, a lawyer on your behalf, and pleaded your case. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory. Pleaded my case. Thank you, sir. Pleaded our case before this just judge. Pleaded. My case. He came. And so when he got all the evidence and he pleaded the case, he said, come now. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Yeah. I'm turning to it right now. Verse 18. He says, come now. Let us reason together. Says the Lord, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be whiter, white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be like wool. So no matter what the case is, he said, come now. Can we just come and sit down and let's reason together? Family, can't we just come and sit down and reason together? Can we come and have an honest and healthy dialogue together? Can we come and put all our cards on the table? Uh-huh. Let me just talk about it. And sometimes we say, you keep talking about stuff that happened 10 years ago. And you just won't let it go. Why won't you let it go? Mm-hmm. Good question. One reason people can't let things go because they did not get closure. When they were pleading the case, they didn't get closure. Why did they not get closure? They knew they was innocent. They knew they had not said nor committed what it said they had or what they was accused of. They knew the children was innocent. And it wasn't their son. It was my sister's son. But everybody thinks that because my son gets in a lot of trouble, and I know he does. Everything that happened is not his fault. Everything that go down is not that he's person. Sometimes he's just as innocent. Or she just as innocent. But because of what you heard, and just because you know the past, just because you know they done took some wrong turns, you know a liar tell the truth sometimes. Just because the crime was committed. Oh, yeah, they done it. They know he good at doing stuff like that. But this instant, he's innocent. He's innocent. So, and well, God wants us to come. Sit down, let's reason together. I know that's a lot of things against you. And I know, I understand that's a sin. It is many. I understand that, but come on. Let us reason together. Let us talk about some things. Let us do that. Not blood, just it's not on your hands. I want to just talk with you. State your case. Some people can state their case better than others. Some people have a way about them knowing just how to lay their words out and how to frame things so nice. And some people struggle with that. It takes some people longer, and some people, they just got that gift. They just can do it. But state your case. Isaiah 43:26 says, put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. Let's argue our case together. State your cause that you may be proved right. That's all they're asking. Come on, let us reason together with this thing. Let's lay it all on the line. I got a proof that what you're saying is not true about me. I got somebody can tell you they're my witness. It's not true what you're accusing me of. And I just need us to come together and let's reason this thing out because we are family and we don't want to be torn apart because we understand what the enemy come to do, come to bring separation, come to spread lies and rumors. We understand every time I go to do the right thing, every time I go to do right, there's always evil present. Every time I attempt to go the straight and narrow, it always something standing there to block me. Every time I make up my mind that I'm going to trust God with my whole heart, it always a blocker there. And every time I come and I reason within myself, then I come and I say, God, this is my issue and this is my problem. And every time I'm going to take a stand for you, and then I make me 10 steps forward and I get not 10 to 15 or 20 back. But nevertheless, Father, I'm going to hang in here with you this time. And it's rough with me right now. It's rough on me right now. But God itself, you build a house. And I need you to build my house. Hey, I need you to establish me in the earth. I need you to girdle up my loins in truth. I have a need that you strengthen me in my inward part. And I have a need that you give me a peace of mind. I have a need that you restore the joy of my salvation. I have a need, Father. I have a need, Father, that you wash me. that you make my pathway straight. I have a need that you save my marriage. I have a need, God, that you save my children. I have a need that you bring my children out of the street. Bring my husband out of the street. Bring my wife out of the street. I have a need that you deliver over alcohol and drugs and lies. I have a need, God. Hey, hey. And Lord, except you help me. Oh, my God. Except you deliver me. Except you bring restoration. Except you revive. Except you restore. Oh, my God. I will become a laughingstock. And they will ask the question, where is your God? Hey, plead your case. State your case. Oh, glory. And when you state your case, you get everything out of you, get all the gunk out of you, and you go before God, you lay it all out. Lay all your dirty laundry out. And leave it there, and so he can wash it from the inside out. That when men see you, they can see a glow. When men see you, they don't see the same person they saw on yesterday. When men behold you again, they can behold the glory of God. When men hear your conversation, they know it has changed. When men see and watch your walk, they see now you're not stumbling like a drunk man, but you're walking in a plane. And when men behold what your activities are, you're not going in the same direction you was going in. Now when men see that you don't clean your hands, you don't wash your hands now. And when men can see, oh my God, when men can behold the righteousness of God, when men can behold the truth of God, now God don't plead your case. Even though you could have been guilty, and some of us are, and even though you could have been innocent, some of us are, but nevertheless, hey, I found somebody that would go on my bond. Yes, sir. And I found somebody that would be my lawyer. Yes, sir. I found somebody that could plead my case better than I could. Why did you need a lawyer? Because he knew all the pros and cons. And he knew all the laws on the book. He knew all the hidden laws. He knew all those things. And I needed somebody that was wise enough that knew all things, not some things, even the hidden things. And I needed them to plead my case. I needed them to state my case. Yes, sir. When you need someone that know more than you about how to petition. How to petition. Write up your petition. How to state your case. So you can get a good outcome. And family needs somebody to know how to intervene when all hell breaks loose in the family. Somebody needs to be there in that family. No one how full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but most of all love, and most of all patience, and most of all peacefully and understanding. You need somebody to walk on both sides of the fence. You need someone that's not so judgmental. You need somebody that can advocate for you. And when the family gets to having all these, and they want to hurt one another, see, it's not like in the days you just did a little argument. It's not like in the days you did just a hit, and you draw that line and dare someone to cross that line. No. It's not like in those days that you could say what you had to say, and you walk away and it's all over with. No. See, the enemy have planted a seed and don't want no reasoning. And if it's not their way, then it's just not right. And I go back where there's no closure. And when there's no closure in things, and there's no one came to agreement, That's just what we're going to agree to. But I'm only going to agree to what is true. I'm only going to agree to what is right. And when you come to where you know what, I was wrong. I honestly said that about you. And I didn't want to put that out. I did it. And I knew you hadn't did it. But I put it out because, number one, I didn't like you. I know you my sister and I know you my cousin. We first cousins. But I got sick and tired of hearing these people saying how great you are and how wonderful you are. And therefore, I got sick and tired of hearing them always lifting you up. So I did it. And they thank you so much, and they thank you this, and they thank you that. But they don't know what I know. You remember 3 years ago when we committed this wrongdoing? You thought I forgot about it, and it didn't get out. And we ran together. And it got out, and I know you told it. But I'm innocent. I didn't tell it. I didn't tell it and haven't told it today. Therefore, you scandalized my name. You went out there and you just said all manners of evil about me because you thought that I have said and I have not. Now ask yourself a question. Who did you last talk to? Who did you tell? Now, if you're not a D-free, you couldn't keep it. And you told someone. And you thought they were going to tell someone else. But you want to think that I said it because you were so sure who you was talking to was not going to tell. So you're ready to put your own stuff out there. But the Lord, Jesus will plead your case. He'll go on your bond. He'll be your lawyer. He will be your lawyer. And guess what? And he'll get you off. Even if you're guilty. And then he can say, Judge, as I stand here before you and I present this case, and I'm talking to you too, Judge, he that without sin cast the first stone. He that has never lied, cast one. He that never bite, cast one. He that never been a tooth breaker, cast one. He that never committed adultery, cast one. He that never committed fornication, cast one. He that never smoked or drink, cast a stone. Anything you can think of, it don't matter. Sin is a sin. There's no big and no small. All unrighteousness is sin. Unbelief. And why is that hope in all things? Unbelief. So we got to plead our case. So you got your good lawyer. And he going to go your bail. Now he's your bail's bond. He's your lawyer. He advocate for you. And he don't got, give up all the evidence. And you got one over here guilty and got one innocent. But he's standing. He got to plead both of y'all case. And you know how lawyers and how they'll try to get one to turn on the other and try to give the other up. Some will do it. Some won't do it. I'm not a snitch. But Jesus saying tonight, I can plead your case. And both of you all gonna come out all right. Because I'm gonna cover you. I'm gonna hide you. And even though you innocent in this case, but you're not innocent at all. Even though you're guilty in this case, but you're not guilty in all. But if you're offending one, you're offending all. So Jesus come to plead your case tonight. He come to plead our case. State your case. And before you mature and before you grow up in God, and you'll go running around telling everything you see and hear. Because you haven't came to maturity. You'll set up so maturity. You have not grown up. You're still doing childlike things. You're still causing destructive stuff in the household. There's some people in their 60s that have not grown up yet. Haven't grown up yet. And so you got to come to maturity. And when you come to maturity, and when you allow the glory of God and the righteousness of God to come in, and when the Holy Ghost come in, when the Lord truly come in, and when the Word of God start developing you, and when the Word of God start molding and making you, when the Word of God start transforming you, when the Word of God start lifting you, when the Word of God just start healing you and delivering you and setting you free and untangling you from those yokes of bondage. When the Word of God come in and it begins to tear down those walls. When the Word of God come in and began to root up. Hey! He began to root up those things that choking life out of you. When the Word of God comes. When the Word of God comes, truth comes, and the power of love, it comes to set the captive one free. It comes to unlock the prison doors. It comes to heal, deliver. It comes to renew and to restore. That's not a situation he cannot restore. And I used to try to prove a sin everything. I know I didn't do it. And one day, the Word of God, stop trying to prove and sin. Your job is to live the life. Live it. And when it says all manners of evil about you, you make sure you let it be a lie. You make sure you do that is right and please it in my sight. Because I plead your case. I just need you to be in right standing. Because we got to state our case. When we go before God, we got to state the case. We got to tell him and be straight up and straightforward with him. These are my issues. And these are my problems. And it said his generation curse. God, I am the man. I am the woman that have caused these things to go on for all these years. I am at fault. I didn't come clean. I didn't go ahead and tell the truth. I was too embarrassed because I didn't want people to look at me funny. I didn't want people to look at me as I was that same person. But Lord, by me not coming forth, it has caused my family great pain, family great agony and frustration. And now I don't know how to fix it. Now I need you to come in, God, and show me what I must do to fix that. Now, it's time to come and reason. Not to come together just for a funeral. People come from all four corners of the earth for a funeral. But when he said, come, let us come together. And let us straighten out this mess. Let us get this stuff behind us. Let us make peace. They won't come from all four corners of the earth. Together then. And the majority of us, and that's just keep it all the way 100. We're doing our own thing. Going about doing our own thing. And we don't make the time to come together. We come together in prayer and blessing of the food. And even then, there's somebody cutting up, talking, or walking away, wondering off, just for a prayer and blessing of the food. Everything you attempt to do that is good is a problem. But the Lord wants us to be steadfast and unmovable. He wants us to come. And he wants you to state your case. State your case, saints. You can tell him anything you want to tell him. And the only way you make it known, it'll be for your good. And all the way he'll reveal it is for your good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone came and they doing a revival, or someone just talking to you, they don't know you from Adam's house cat. And all at once they begin to, the wisdom of God begin to come up out of them, or the revelation of the Lord begin to come up out of them, or the prophecy begin to come forth. And you don't know them, and they don't know you. That's the only way you know that God has revealed this thing. Even though you said and you thought about it, and you had reason within yourself, but now God revealing to you, oh, I heard you. And I know your thoughts that are false. And I know the way you take even before you take it. And then he began to reveal unto you, I heard you reason within yourself. And I heard you saying, I got to make it right. So I'm letting you know I heard you. So I'm sending a stranger to you to let you know, because you're not slowing down so I can have a conversation with you. You're not slowing down so we can reason together. You on the R-E-O-K. When I was reading that by, he said, put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. Take your cause that you may prove right. And 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, immature, used to speak like a child. Used to. I used to think like a child. I used to reason like a child. Used to. When I became a man now, when I became a mature, I did away with childish things. I did away with foolish thing. I did away with unlearned thing. I did away. I had to do away with it, because now the Lord and I have come, and I'm Faith McCabe, and we have reasoned together. And he has shown me some things concerning myself. And then he gave me the antidote. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Go now. Return back. And go make it right. Wash your hands. It don't matter how no one look at you. Clean your hands. Because I have a plan for your life. I have a work for your hands. I'm making your pathway straight. And we sometimes as parents have said things, and when you say things and you planning things in your children, we got to be careful what we say. How in the world do we expect for our children to go to school and have a good learn things? And the last word they heard was a bad word came out of your mouth to them. Or before they went to bed, thing they heard was a unpleasant word came out of your mouth unto them. How in the world do we expect them to grow up and know how to be gentle and tender? And when we have not sold them or present to them what mercy looked like, we have not sold them what tenderness looked like. We have not shown them what peacefully look like. Because every time you look around, there's an uproar going on in the household. It's something always. The young folks said, turn up. Turn it up. I hear them say, we're going to turn up. It always an argument going on. And we walk there, and it's amazed me. It's amazed me. It's amazing to me that we as parents tell our children, I want you to do this. They said, Mama, why? Because I told you to clean up your room. And daddy would tell our children, go over there and sit down. But I want to watch the TV. No, you are punishment. You go sit down. But mama, why can't I just let you watch this? And then I'll turn my phone off. And then we'll tell our children. Now you're going to go in the kitchen and wash the dishes. But I washed them last night. You're going to wash them tonight. Why do I need to wash them tonight? Because I said so. Now we want our children to be submissive and want them to submit themselves under our authority. We want them to be obedient. But we won't be obedient to God. Oh, yes, glory. But we have a issue when God, you have been trained to know his voice. And then he's trying to reason with you. He's trying to show you something. He's trying to plead your case. And he say, I want to argue with you. Come on, you want to argue with somebody? Argue with me. Argue with me. Because you're taking your frustration out on the children. It's not the children that you frustrate with. It's yourself. You're wrestling within yourself. But you've got to have someone to take it out on. So you use the kids to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, and we expect for them to have a good day or have a good night's sleep, and they tossing and they turning. But it's woe if you got the got all these warfares going on within yourself, and the Lord revealed to you what it is, but you still want to hold on to it. You don't want to surrender and give it up. You don't want to go back and just say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm the man. I'm the one that caused this issue. And I pray you can find forgiveness in your heart. If you can't forgive me tonight, I pray that one day you will. But I got to set the record straight. And when you go back and you make it right, whether they forgive you or not, it's no longer on you. And we love playing this blame game. Did you not know? Can't nothing come now your dwelling place except God say so? Did you not know that if Jesus Christ was talked about and if he was called everything but the Son of God, why should we escape? Did you not know or did you not understand the word of God told us that we had to arm ourselves likewise? We have to arm ourselves to be criticized. And blessed is he when men speak all manner of evil against you. Oh, you don't want nobody to say nothing about you. I got good news for you. If you're a true servant of God, if you're a true child of God, if you're a true disciple of God, if you're a true man or woman of God, that anointing truly rests upon your life. And if you are the true righteousness of God in the earth, I got good news for you. You were picked out to be picked on. You were picked out to be picked on. But it's just going to be a testimony, a blessing to you. But it'll be a testimony against the one that's doing it. See, we don't know how to repay nobody for nothing. Let the vengeance belong to God, and victory belongs to you. We want to vindicate everything. We want to make sure we get what we steal. Facebook is a good place. Everything you see, you've got it on the Facebook. Every hurt you've been through. Every disappointment in your life. As if we never hurt no one. As if we never disappointed no one. As if we never bite before. Not since you, before you came to Christ. Hello, good morning, good evening. Since you been. Since you came to him. You said something. You acted out in a way that you shouldn't have. Somewhere. You walked in a way that you shouldn't have walked. You had a thought that you shouldn't have thought. You act out and committed things that you ought not. We might get them got it right now, but we all is guilty of something. Plead your case. State your case. I was listening last night, and everywhere, families. Because the enemy know he got a short time. He has a short time to work. He has a short time. And lies gonna come true. Even though people know it's a lie, you repeat something long enough, then you begin to believe it. And then you keep listening to it, then it seems as if it's right, a way that seems is right, a way that looks is right, feel right, but the end thereof leads to death. Preach case. State your case. Tell God you have need of. Argue with him. I'm not going to turn you loose till you bless me. I'm not going to turn you loose till you deliver me. I'm not going to turn you loose till you save. I'm not going to turn you loose until you, God, your will, your present will be performed in my life. I'm not letting go, God, till you heal my family. I'm not letting go till you heal. I'm not allowing you to go, God, until you heal, until you drive out cancer. I'm not going to let go. Until you drive out diabetes. I can't let go until you bring my wondering child home. I can't let go until you bring my husband in. I can't let go until you bring my wife in. I can't let go until this thing gets fixed between my sisters and my brother. I cannot give up. I got to hold on until you change my name. So I'll be in again tomorrow. I was in your face this morning. I'll be in your face at noon. I was in your face at noon. I'll be in your face midnight tonight. And if I wake up, I'm going to get right back in your face. Because God, I'm going to make my, I am arguing with you. I am pleading my case. I am stating my case. And I know you're the only one to go my bones. In the name of Jesus, I know you're the only one. Hey, God, I know you're the only one can fix it. I know you're the only one can bring peace in the home. I know you're the only one can strengthen me. I know you're the only one can lift me. Oh, every time, and the more I do, the more they want me to do. But Father, I know you're able. I know you're able to heal me. And if you don't, I know you can. But nevertheless, I need you to heal my soul. I need you to deliver my soul. God, I don't want to die and go to hell. God, I don't want to. So I need you to save me. I don't want this watered down salvation. I need a salvation going to cause me to be able to stand in these last and evil days. But what is to come up on the face of the earth? You cannot have a watered down salvation. You cannot have it your way, McDonald's salvation. You cannot have it quick. You just microwave it salvation. You got to have a no-soul salvation. And you got to be grounded and established in truth. You got to get your backbone strengthened. You got to get your hip bone strengthened. You got to get your ankle bone strengthened. You got to get your knee bone strengthened. You got to get it strengthened, people, because what's coming up on the face of the earth, we have not seen nothing yet. But every day is making ready, and it's showing up every day, some way, form, or fashion, or shape. I heard on today, on the news, yeah. Watch the word of God coming alive. Watch the word of God coming alive. Yes, I want you to hear. When you're hearing about the drought, when you're hearing about rivers and things drying up, oh, you better watch the word of God. Then the Bible declared the sea going to give up its head. Oh, yes, it did say so. Yes, it did say so. And now they talking about that was a drum, that a body was in the drum. Because the drought causes things to come up. Uh-huh. Causes things to come forth. And God said that you see the river going to give up its dead. Well, you don't throw people in. You put them in a can and you seal it. And you throw it in the river. You put rocks in it. Oh, but I'm a cause to come up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I'm not a liar. I'm not like man. I'm not like man. I'm not a liar. I'm going to make good on my word. I am going to make good on my word. And my word cannot return unto me void. It got to perform where I sent it to. It got to prosper where I sent it to. And then, yes, then I heard him say, it's a grave now. It's on this grave thing. Well, they don't put bodies in it. And it's a grave. A body in the field thing, whatever it is. And on it it said, a grave. When you see me, time to get worried. When you see this, it's time to get worried. When people don't die. People don't die. Put them in a thing. You can date it back to, I think I want to don't make a mistake, in the 1600s, if I'm not making a mistake, somewhere back in the days. But the Lord, 1616, the planet is drying up. What lies beneath the earth? What lies? Artifacts coming up. We can't have this here watered down. Salvation. Doing whatever we want to do, and we still going on with Jesus in the house. We got to get it right, saints. Got to state your case. We got to state our case. And I told y'all I wasn't going to be before you long tonight, and I'm going to keep my word. But we got to state our case. We got to get in God's face and argue. We got to argue our case. Just not doing what they need to do, and they not take them before God. Take them and you leave them right there. And you tell God, don't let them get no rest. Don't let them be happy in doing wrong. You stir them up, God. Don't let them see no peace until they turn from their wicked ways and commit their life and their ways unto you. State your case. State your case tonight. Take your case tonight. Oh, bless his holy name. Take your case. You got a good lawyer. He stood before the judge. He stretched out his hand, his arm, and his blood. He pleads your case. So he dropped all the charges. Told the judge, and the charges was dropped. Tonight, I don't care what was going on before you came on this line tonight. If you but can believe in your heart, if you but can accept the word of God, the truth as it is, in its raw form, no sugarcoating. The charges are dropped. The charges are dropped. Some of us got to go back and make some things right. But the charges are dropped. Sometimes you couldn't go back until you pray, until the heat died down. Some things you got to let the heat die down. Mm-hmm. Was stuff too heated? Best to take some short mild grace, be quiet, until the heat died down. Mm-hmm. But tonight, the Lord want us to state our case. He don't mind you arguing with him. People tell you, I've heard, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm going to be honest. God knows in heaven, take my glasses off. I'm going to tell God exactly what I feel. And I'm going to be just as raw with him as possible. I'm going to tell him. And not that I'm going before him in a disrespectful way. But I'm telling you the truth. This is exactly what I've delivered me. except you help me and strengthen me. This is where I feel. I don't like it. Don't state my case. And he dropped the charges and he come and strengthen me. And he come and build me up. Uh-huh. So tonight, if there anyone desires prayer, anyone want to stand in the gap, if there anyone want to rededicate your life, if there anyone want a reassurance, if there anyone just want prayer, you're welcome to come tonight. But whatever your case may be, or whatever your issue may be, you can come. I know some got to go to work. Children got to go to school. State your case. You got a good lawyer. And you got a bail bond. A bail bond. If there be one, I'm not going to hold long calling, because each and every one of us know what we are. And we are stronger together, much better than we are single. You're welcome to come. For whatever your case may be, or your reason, you want to stand in the gap, you need some strength, you need deliverance, you need salvation, you need restoring, whatever the reason, you're welcome to come. You're welcome to come. And one more scripture I'm going to give, and I'm finished. Job 13:22. Then call thou, and I will answer. Or let me speak, and answer thou me. You call me, I answer. Or let me speak, and you answer me. If not, if there's no one desires prayer,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I'd just like to say I really, really enjoyed the word tonight. It was really what I needed to hear. It was really food to my soul. I feel lifted up already just from hearing the word that came tonight, but I still want to get prayer for that. I go before the Lord for the problems that I'm having, and I just be able to have the strength to stay there until I'm delivered, until the Lord come and deliver me from what I'm coming before him with.
But may I ask your name, dear?
Sister Kathy Brown.
Sister Kathy Brown. Okay, say where you come for what now? That you need God to deliver you.
I want to go to the Lord for the problems that I'm having in my life, and I want to be able to stay there until he come and deliver me from what I'm asking him for.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. The problems you have, you want to be able to stay
before Christ. Don't get up. Oh, don't let go until he come.
I got you now. So you going to stay like what you call it? When he held on, he didn't let go. He held on until God came and delivered. You got to stay there. You cannot. We cannot keep walking away and going on. We got to stay and say, God, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stay in your face. It don't mean that I don't go out and work. It don't mean I don't clean the house. It doesn't mean that I don't go do the things that I need to do. But my prayer and my meditation and arguing my case going to stay before you until you come and rescue me, until you come and strengthen me. I got you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
You stay there, baby, until God comes. You stay there. Don't you get up. Don't you get up off the altar in your heart. Don't get up, because the scripture declares just then in Job. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this, Sister Brown. It says,
yes, ma'am.
It says, then call thou, and I will call thou, and I will answer. And then it said, now, let me speak. Uh-huh. And thou answer. Well, God said, okay, you call me, I'll answer you. But nevertheless, let me speak, and you answer me. Either way, we're going to be answering each other. You stay there until God give you strength in your inward man.
Yes, ma'am.
And you get strength in your inward man to walk away and stay away. Start putting up your resistance. It'll flee. But if you don't put up no resistance, I got to tell you the gospel truth. It's not going no issue going no. Until you start resisting. When you start resisting, then and only then. But you stay before the Lord. You stay right there and don't you go nowhere. Okay, he come and see about you.
Yes,
and he will come and see about you. He will. God bless you. He's going to come and see about you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else online? Anyone else desire prayer?
Yes, Evangelist. Everybody's online.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get Minister Booker back. Looks like we lost her.
Let's see if we can get Minister Booker.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry I had went out. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you.
My phone had gone out. I'm back.
Amen.
Okay, great.
God bless you. God bless you. I didn't hear what no one said, though. I didn't hear. I didn't
God
hear.
Bless you. God bless you. We're on online, Minister.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's no one else asked for prayer. No one else desires prayer. Hello?
No, ma'am. Nobody else asked for prayer other than...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Father God, as we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts, we magnify you, we glorify your most holy and righteous name. We thank you, we praise you for all that you have done. And Lord, for Sister Kathy, we bring her to you, God. We ask you to do total, complete deliverance in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth healing, God, in her life, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth, God, your power that you will have to resist, God, whatever the case may be, in the name of Jesus. Make a whole, God, from the inside out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, almighty God, move, stir her up on the inside. Move, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, to let your perfect will be done now. Let your perfect will be done in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. For we know, God, we know that you can do anything but fail. We know, Father, it's absolutely nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, we're asking that you have your way now. We ask that you have your way in Sister Cass's life and anyone else that didn't come forth and desired to come forth. But I heard Sister Cassie. I didn't hear no one else, Father, that we ask you to move mighty in their life. We ask you that you have your way in their life. We ask that you let your will be done in their life. We ask you that you let your healing virtue, God, heal, and set the captives free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Whether it be in their mind, spiritual, mental, physical, emotion, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Brad. Evangelist Bond.
Bless you. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Mother. Amen, Minister Ali. Praise God, Brooker, tonight. Praise God. Amen. Another night. Amen. Glory to God of an awesome word. Praise God. Amen. To letting us know. Please, our case. Plead your case. Glory to God. Lay it out on the line. Praise God. Come clean. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. The Lord can work with you. Praise God. Amen. When you come clean and just put it out there. Glory to God. Amen. We was blessed again tonight. Praise God. Amen. In other words, let's come together and reason together. Praise God. Thank God for the sister. Amen. And come tonight. Amen. Just be real. Amen. I'm having a problem. I got a situation. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not up to par. Glory to God. Amen. To know, Lord, I need your help. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Nobody never know your problem. Amen. If you don't never say anything. Glory to God. Amen. But we thank God tonight. Amen. To let us know. Amen. Glory to God that we have a need. Amen. But yet so, we got a Father. Amen. That can fight our battle. Praise God. He's the best lawyer. Amen. He's the best judge. Glory to God. Amen. Even, amen, he'll make the crooked way straight for us. Praise God. Amen. Plead the case. Praise God. Amen. Wash us, Lord. Amen. That we just come clean. Glory to God. Amen. And just don't feel bad because you're going through some things. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Because some, amen, we're still going through. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Some of our things when we was out there in the world. Glory to God. Amen. We're still fighting some of those issues. Glory to God, and we wonder, amen, I'm saved, but why am I still going through? Why am I still, praise God, being tested? Amen, glory to God, amen, but plead the case. Glory to God, amen, Jesus is there to help you, praise God, amen. We sing a song, let's say, ask the Savior to help you, praise God. Come for strength, he will keep you. Glory to God. He is able, amen, to heal you, praise God, amen, if you just plead your case. Glory to God, amen. And we thank God tonight, amen, to let us know, praise God, there's help in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There is help. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus wants to help you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to heal you. Glory to God. Amen. You can be delivered. Amen. I like what the sister said. Amen. Pray for me that I stay there. Amen. Until I get delivered. Glory to God. I don't want to carry this stuff back with me no more. But I need it, God. Whatever it takes, I'm not going anywhere. But I want to stay there. Glory to God. Until I'm completely delivered. Glory to God. And I thank God. Amen. Sister girl, amen. You did the right thing. Glory to God. Amen. You said the right thing and you was in the right place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said it takes a bold soldier. Amen. To commit. Amen. Or to say, I need help. Glory to God. I need your help, Father. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You're not by yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Some is yet still going through. We're struggling. Glory to God. Amen. But tonight, amen. Amen, Minister Holly. Thank you so much. Amen. Again, for the word of God. It yet brings deliverance. Glory to God. Amen. It yet brings hope. Hallelujah. To know. Praise God. Amen. Plead your case. Glory to God. Amen. Because the judge is going to ask you. Praise God. Before. Amen. The natural judge, amen. He's going to ask you, why you keep doing these problems, amen. Why you keep doing it, praise God. Plead your case, amen. Is it a problem? Did your mother do it? Did your father do it? Where are you picking up these bad habits? Why can't you just be good? Glory to God, amen. But thanks be to God, praise God. Amen. They're ready to lock you up. Amen. But thanks be to God for our Father in heaven, praise God. He give us chances after chances, praise God, to know. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not going to lock you up, praise God, but I'm going to help you. Glory to God. Amen. But he do want us to come forth, glory to God. Amen. To know there is help. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So tonight, amen, has been a joyous, a blessed, amen, a Holy Ghost night, praise God, a deliverance night, praise God, amen, for all of us, praise God, to plead our case, glory to God, amen. Again, I want to say we thank you, Minister Holly, amen, amen, for all that you have done, amen, for just letting go and letting God have his way, hallelujah, tonight, praise God, amen. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. Some, praise God, didn't come. But yet, praise God. Amen. They heard the word. Amen. I heard the word tonight. Amen. Again, I want to say we thank you. Glory to God. Amen. For your obedience. Glory to God. And we just want you to know, praise God, that you can also, amen, get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. To let us know, plead my case. Glory to God. Amen. So we ask you, praise God, if you have your pencil, amen, and pad ready. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. To know. Amen. That you get a copy. Amen. Of this broadcast, praise God, tonight. Amen. Coming from our own advisor. Praise God. Amen. Minister Ollie Brooker tonight. Praise God. Amen. The number, praise God. Amen. Is. Amen. 678-608-7234. Amen. Again. Amen. 678-608-7234. Amen. Just in case you cannot get that number. Amen. We have another number that is 229 that has been added. Amen. To our list. Amen. 229-529-0914. Amen. Again, 229-529-0914. 4914. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're just not going to say amen the other number. Praise God. Amen. But we're just going to go with these two numbers. Praise God. Amen. Just in case. Glory to God. Amen. You cannot, amen, reach one number. Praise God. You can also, praise God. Amen. Go, amen, to the first number, 678-608-7234. Amen. And just know that you can also listen to this message again on Facebook Live. Glory to God. Amen. And just enjoy Jesus again. All back over. Praise God. Amen. And let someone know. Praise God. Just plead your case. Amen. You don't have to walk around, amen, feeling all shame and embarrassed. Amen. Holding your head down, trying to fight the battle. Praise God. Amen. Just tell the Lord what's wrong. Glory to God. Amen. And he will come to your rescue. Amen. Again, I want to say we thank you, Minister Ali. Brother, praise God. Amen. To the visionary, the host. Praise God. Amen. We often say amen. Amen. A young lady that wears so many hats. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Who's doing marvelous job. Awesome. Glory to God. Amen. Just a blessing to so many. Praise God. And it's such a blessing to us. Praise God. Amen. On the Prayer News Network, no other than, praise God, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praise God. Actually, praise God. Let's continue to hold her up. Keep prayer. Praise God. Amen. Praying for her. Praise God. Amen. As she continues doing the work. Amen. For the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. It's everyone. Praise God. Again and will. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray. Amen. For the woman of God tonight. Amen. Father, we ask you to touch. Amen. Minister Ali tonight. Praise God. Thank you tonight, God, for her bringing forth the word. Using her, praise God, in times like these. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God to know that there is help in you. Praise God. Glory to God. And we just plead our case. Glory to God. And bring it to you. Father, we ask you to help tonight, God. Let this word go out to touch many lives. Glory to God. That it bring about a change. Glory to God. Change heart. Change minds. Glory to God. Change footsteps. Change the ways. Glory to God tonight. Let it do what it needs to do. And Father, we ask you to restore back to Minister Holly everything that she has put out to us. Glory to God. Restore back her strength. Restore back the joy. Restore her health. Restore tonight, Father. Bless her home. Bless her going out. Bless her going in, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Wherever her feet go, Father, bless her, Father. Let her be a blessing, even in our community. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, tonight has been a night, a joyous night. Praise God. And we want to say, God, amen. Come back on tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 p.m. Praise God. Well, we do nothing but lift up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know, hallelujah, you will not leave this place the same way you came. Glory to God. Amen. Let's keep praying for one another. Encourage one another. Praise God. Amen. And tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. But we know, praise God, good things, good news is going on at the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. I again want to say we thank you. Glory to God. Evangelist Bradley, thank you so much. Glory to God. Amen. For all that you're doing, that you have done, and that you're going to do through Christ. Amen. Who's going to strengthen you? Praise God. And we love you all. Amen. Glory to God. Until tomorrow night. Amen. May God be with you all. Amen. And to us. Amen. Until tomorrow night. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. God bless you. Again, thank you, Minister Ali. Good night, everyone. God bless you.
God bless each of you all once again. We praise God once again for you. We praise God for Sister Kathy. We thank and praise God for her. We thank and we praise God for what he's going to do in her life. And you stay there, and don't you let go. You stay until God do a complete work in your life. Don't you let go. You hold on to him. You hold on to him. You just stay in his faith. Just stay in his faith. Just stay in his faith. We want to encourage us tonight. We plead our case unto the Lord. God bless each and every one of you all tonight. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless you. May God continue to watch over and keep you both day and night in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we come before you, we just want to tell you thank you for your word. We want to thank you for your people. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for joy. We thank you for peace. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for moving among our family, God, and our family. We thank you for moving on our jobs, God. We thank you for moving in our homes. We thank you, Lord, for moving in our neighborhoods. We thank you for moving, Lord, in the airways, byways, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank and praise you, God, for all things, Father. We thank you for your word being alive and well and being manifest in such a time in which we live. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your keeping power, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight to keep watch over your people. Cover them, God, with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide them, Father, even now behind this cross. In the name of Jesus, rebuke death and accident, Father, from all folk on the earth. In the name of Jesus, give your people sweet sleep. Give your people sweet sleep, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, visit us, God. In the name of Jesus, visit us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you, we praise you for all things, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Continue to bless Minister Bradley. Continue to watch over her, God, and the PNN ministry, Father, worldwide, in the name of Jesus. All those that have partakers, God, in the name of Jesus, we love you now. We praise you, we magnify you. And we glorify your most holy and righteous name. Thank you for hearing us always. And thank you for the answer by faith in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. God bless you, saints. We love you. You can't do nothing about it. God bless you and good night.
Amen.
Bless you.
Good night.
Goodbye.